You're listening to a podcast repeat of BC Almanac. Right now, we are going to be hooking up with somebody who has some things to say about what's happening to the south of us in the Gulf. It's a Gulf oil scramble right now, and a North Vancouver deep ocean expert is just back from advising U.S. officials on how to stem the oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico and to assist afterwards, too. Phil Newton, he created the underwater Newt suit and various submersibles. He's returned from Washington, where he met with the Environmental Protection Agency, also filmmaker James Cameron. And Phil is on the line from his office. Welcome back to BC Almanac, Phil.
Thank you, Mark. Yeah, it's a little bit bleary-eyed. I came in at 3 o'clock this morning, so...
How did your meeting with the EPA go?
It went very well. A very interesting meeting. And it was not just my meeting. It was convened to bring together most of the deep ocean community. It's a very small, tight-knit international community of people who work in deep water. And that was to try to get everybody together and examine several areas relating to the BP spill. And we had those that couldn't get there in time or make it in time from Russia, from France, et cetera. We had them on teleconference, so they were there for the whole thing. Meeting went from 8 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock at night, so it was a long, long meeting covering a lot of points. Primarily, what we were looking at was to review the exact mechanics of what it is that BP's engineers or the engineers of their contractors are proposing to do at this point to contain and bring the oil back to the surface using a couple of mechanisms which they call the top hat and the top cap. Which are now ongoing. You'll see, I guess, in the ongoing CNN feeds and the various feeds from BP and the underwater ROVs that they've already started cutting off the damaged riser, which is laying at right angles at a 90 degree or whatever it is, clipping close to 90 degrees off the blow-up preventer stack. And this is preparatory to fitting in the case of the top cap, which is... the top hat, they call it. I wanted to get these strange acronyms, but at any rate, this is essentially a bonnet that fits over the top of the wellhead, the portion that they cut off, and has a large rubbery or resilient polymer grommet that will seal the well, hopefully, and the weight of this apparatus, which is enormous. This has a...
Yes, and I hear they keep hitting snags. One of the saws was stuck working on that this morning.
It's not a big snag, in as much as that's not the saw that they're using on the ROV is not the device that will be used to sever the critical severance point. So if you can picture the blow-up preventer stack, which is an enormous multi-ton stack, which, as its name implies, is designed to prevent blowouts. In this case, this must be a very embarrassed stack because it certainly didn't prevent the blowout. But it stands off the seafloor, some 50, 60 feet high, weighs multiple tons, and coming off the top of it is a riser that did go originally to the surface vessel, to the vessel that is now on the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico. That pipe is bent over. It's crimped off and bent over at about a 90-degree angle. But all of that mass of drill pipe is very heavy, and it might interfere with the cut. When the cut is right at the very top of the BOP stack, the blowout preventer stack, there's a flange, and right above that flange, the proposal is to sever the conductor right there using a diamond saw, quite different than the ROV-operated saw that they would use to remove the wreckage.
So it's very detailed, meticulous kind of work. And in terms of your expertise around submersibles, having also worked in the offshore oil industry once upon a time, what did you advise them?
Well, we were the whole bunch of us got together to say, okay, what happens if this does not contain the oil or allow the oil to be pumped up to a surface containment vessel in sufficient quantities to keep it from continuing to pollute? What other alternative methods are there? So that was sort of phase two, was to first of all look at what they propose. Is that going to work? What's the likelihood of it working? And just to examine generally the whole geometry history of the well, right from the reservoir formation right up to the to the seafloor and the BOP, and see what could have happened. And it is difficult because it's a very complicated it's a very complicated situation that has occurred down there, and far more so, I think, than the public is aware of. And I'm surprised, quite frankly, that BP didn't go through greater efforts to make people aware of just exactly the problems they're facing, because this is an extremely complex problem, and with all sorts of possible ramifications if it's done improperly. And so that's the sort of thing we wanted to review.
And do you have any equipment that could assist here in some way?
Well, they've got equipment provided now by probably one of the best underwater skills company in the world, a company called Oceaneering International, a huge multinational company that provides the underwater robots that you see on the television, and they have a host of engineers, and they've really done a great job on what BP hired them to do. Right now, how it sits is they have two of these devices, containment devices, sitting right beside the BOP now. So this part is already done. It's not a case of making these things. They're already made, built, exist, and are ready to install as soon as that top cut is made. So if they can make the cut at the very top of the stack into an area that will leave a smooth, undistorted hole, then they can use a type of a cap or a type of a funnel that is fairly precision and should allow almost little or no leakage. If the hole is in any way irregular, then they'll have to use a softer, looser seal, and that could have some leakage, but the majority of it, they hope, will be pumped up to the surface into a production containment vessel, and thereby stop it from going out into the Gulf until the relief wells can be drilled.
Just in wrapping up here, because of time constraints, do you see a future role here with this project somehow?
Yes. Certainly the deep submersible community will be involved, but most particularly in the after shut-in, once the well shut in, the incredible amount of damage that may have occurred on the seafloor. You see what's happened in the wetlands, but it's what you don't see is what is the effect underwater. And so that will be a very long, involved monitoring program using submersibles and deep water submersibles, ROVs, and is likely to stretch for years.
Phil, good to talk to you on this, and good luck in your work in trying to help them. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Talk to you later.
That's Phil Newton, deep ocean expert, the founder of Nootco Research.